70 miles northeast of Dallas, rustic stone and wood structures sit beside a picturesque lake at Bonham State Park. This idyllic scene looks as if it's always been there. Actually, it was created in 1936 by the Civilian Conservation Corps, a Depression-era jobs program. The CCC built 56 state parks in Texas. 31 still exist. Architects Joe C. Lair and W.C. Caldwell designed Bonham State Park, incorporating principles from structural and landscape architecture. They used a style called National Park Service Rustic for the concession building, boathouse, water tower, open-air dance pavilion, picnic tables and benches, and arched bridges. The buildings and landscape harmonize with the area's topography. Limestone blocks form geometric patterns in structural walls. Siding and support beams are made from pine and oak that's been painted a weathered gray. Hand-forged iron hardware on doors and light fixtures accentuate the rustic look. The park's landscaping transformed 250 acres of rolling plains into a wooded recreational haven, a low wet area into a 65-acre lake, and abandoned cotton fields into a native prairie. It's now overgrown with invasive plants. More successful was a plan to create a forest within the park. Pat Taylor is a professor of landscape architecture at the University of Texas at Arlington. He lived at Bonham State Park during the late 1940s and early 1950s when his father was superintendent there.
They literally planted thousands of trees from on the site and from other areas around the site on the slopes to help stabilize those slopes and to establish a dominant hardwood canopy in the park.
The forest remains part of Bonham State Park's appeal both to day users and to overnight campers as a place that's been nurtured by nature, but built by man.